Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After the 55-year reign of Manasseh, quote, his son Amon reigned in his place. 2 Kings 21:18. Following his father's evil ways, quote, he forsook the Lord God of his fathers and did not walk in the ways of the Lord, verse 22. It is a truism that if a person forsakes the Lord, any path he takes is guaranteed to be the wrong one. After 2 short years, quote, the servants of Ammon conspired against him and killed the king in his own house, verse 23. The killers were also summarily dispatched, verse 24. At that point, Ammon's son was a mere 8 years old. Yet, quote, the people of the land made his son Josiah king, verse 24. Was his mother, quote, Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Boscath, chapter 22, verse 1, the hand upon his shoulder for good? We are not told. But the little fellow, quote, did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Verse 2. Did she know when she named him that he was the fulfillment to the prophecy given by an unnamed man of God 300 years before? Against the place of false worship raised by Jeroboam at Bethel, the man had said, quote, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. 1 Kings 13, verse 2. And so, when he came of age, quote, in the 18th year of his reign, 2 Kings 22, verse 3, he turned his hand to cleaning out the nests of foul spirits that had ruled the land in the days of his father and grandfather. In this, he found help from, quote, Shaphan the scribe and Hilkiah the high priest, verses 3 and 4. And they were about to discover a treasure of far greater worth than all the gold and silver in Solomon's vast empire.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.